listening to Real World News.
Peasants mobilized in 17 Brazilian states to demand agrarian reform. Nearly 4,000 peasants of 23 Brazilian states and of the federal district set up the national camp for the agrarian reform in the country's capital, Brasilia. The following day, the rural workers occupied the headquarters of the Ministry of Economy in that city. The camp, set up near Nilson Nelson's gym, will stay there for an indefinite time. The actions are part of a national day of struggle for the agrarian reform of La Via Campesina, Brazil, which has been holding several demonstrations in 17 states of the country since Monday. The main demands of La Via Campesina, Brazil are the settlement of over 60,000 families of the Rural Landless Workers Movement, or MST, that were living in campsites in the country, as well as the renegotiation of the debt of small farmers and the increase of the government's budget allocated to the National Institute of Colonization and Agrarian Reform, or INCRA. According to MST, the INCRA funds for the expropriation of unproductive land and its allocation to rural workers in 2011 were already used, and a cut of nearly $37 million is expected for the coming year. Some families of rural workers have been camping in Brazil waiting to be settled for 5 years. Peasants José Batista de Oliveira told Arital News Agency. He is a member of the MST National Coordination and of La Via Campesina. The rural workers demand a program for the expropriation of large unproductive plots of land and a guarantee of an efficient settlement plan. The agrarian reform is one of the main means of development for a country because it democratizes land. It creates direct jobs, housing, and food production, thus overcoming the extreme poverty in the countryside and depopulation in the urban areas, said Batista. He continued saying, quote, "A serious agrarian reform program would enable the people in the rural areas access to healthcare, education, recreation, technology, communications, and infrastructures, all needs that are not met today." Meanwhile, economist and MST leader João Pedro Stedile said Monday at the camp in Brasilia that 85% of the lands in Brazil are used nowadays only to produce sugarcane, corn, soy, and for cattle farming. The peasants only keep 15% of the lands to feed the people because those four products are all for export, he said in an interview published by the MST.
You are listening to Real World News.